Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Okay, keep this between us. Nobody tell Donald Trump that the more he talks about the Epstein situation, the worse he's making it for himself. I want to walk you all through this Oval Office disaster that just happened moments ago, where Trump was sitting down with the PM of Bahrain. He was supposed to be talking to Salman al-Khalifa, who's sitting on the left. During this quote-unquote diplomatic meeting, you can tell Trump really doesn't want any questions about Epstein to be asked, but then it happens. The floodgates open, and after one question about Epstein is asked, he then answers like four or five in a row. And I know the situation isn't funny in and of itself, like it's really serious subject matter, but I'm just giggling because watching Trump stumble, fall over himself to try to come up with conspiracy theories while his own base is eating him alive online, something about it is rather ironic. It's dripping irony. Let's not waste any more time. Make sure you drop a like, subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. In this first clip, Donald Trump repeats, this is a hoax created by the Democrats.
Mr. President, I know you want to move past all this intrigue over the Epstein files, but I do want to ask you to clarify something you said this morning. You said this was all a hoax. Has your attorney general told you this was a hoax? What evidence have you seen?
No, it's not the attorney general. No, I know it's a hoax. It's started by Democrats. It's been run by the Democrats for 4 years. You had Christopher Wray and these characters and Comey before him. And it's a bad group. It started, actually, look at the Steele dossier. That turned out to be a total hoax. The 51 agents, the intelligence, so-called intelligence agents, it was a hoax. It's all been a big hoax. It's perpetrated by the Democrats. And some stupid Republicans and foolish Republicans fall into the net. And so they try and do the Democrats' work. The Democrats are good for nothing other than these hoaxes. They're bad for policy. They're bad for picking candidates that can get elected. Like in New York, we have a communist running. He may get elected too, actually, but he's going to.
I like how he immediately cites a Democrat that will likely get elected while saying Democrats can't get elected. But also, Trump is trying to call the Epstein files a hoax that were made up by the Democrats, but his White House brought influencers there to hold up the Epstein files. His DOJ, his attorney general, said the Epstein files were on her desk. If this is such a made-up hoax, then how come Epstein was arrested and indicted under Trump in 2019, died under Trump in 2019, and then when Trump got back into office, that is when we started talking about this again because of Trump's own administration. So the investigation that happened under Trump, the files that were written under Trump, the man that died under Trump, this is all somehow the Democrats' fault. Like, the most absurd line of logic is that this is somehow Obama-written files. Obama wasn't even the president in 2019 when Jeffrey Epstein was reindicted and then died in a federal prison. All of this happened under Donald Trump, and all of this was then resurfaced by his administration when they did all of these stunts trying to use the raping of children as a political stunt. It's so disgusting. Trump then attacks his own loyal followers as dumb and says they are doing the Democrats' work. I mean, imagine being a loyal MAGA follower. Actually, you don't have to imagine that. I know that's hard to imagine. Imagine being a pundit or a follower who spent the past decade giving everything for Trump, and then he just calls you a weakling who is following the Democrats. This dude does not know how to keep this coalition together. He then doubles down and says, this is the Epstein hoax.
I call it the Epstein hoax. It takes a lot of time and effort. Instead of talking about the great achievements we've had, a great gentleman yesterday, as you know, went on CNBC, and he made the statement that Trump may go down as the greatest president of all in the United States. And instead of talking about the things we've achieved, we've had tremendous achievement. They're wasting their time with a guy who obviously had some very serious problems, who died 3-4 years ago. I'd rather talk about the success we have with the economy, the best we've ever had, and all of the things we've done, including in the Middle East. I mean,
pivot back to the issues that you want to divide people on. Right when the American people are unified on an issue, he wants to pivot back. There's another clip, but you know what I find hilarious? a lot of Trump supporters that I went to high school with or that I follow on social media are now posting and saying, wow, why is Donald Trump posting such an unhinged tirade on his platform? I've never seen him do this. And it's like, dude, Trump has been doing this every day for the past 10 years. You just haven't noticed until it was an issue that you actually pay attention to. When he's sending out long posts about the Middle East or about tariffs or about any of this crazy stuff, they don't care. They don't blink an eye. But right when it's about Epstein, they all of a sudden understand. Now Trump says there's other scandals that they should be talking about. Again, Trump tries to redirect attention and divide the American people. Don't let it happen. Don't let him take your attention off of this.
He doesn't have a policy. Some lunatic around the desk had a policy. Whoever operated the auto pen had a policy, which is, by the way, I think the biggest scandal. That's the scandal they should be talking
about. Yep, let's forget about the sex trafficking ring. Let's forget about the raping of little girls en masse. Let's forget about rich elites covering up their sexual abuse. Let's talk about the auto pen, which every single president has used in modern history, including Donald Trump. It's just such a BS diversion tactic. Then Donald Trump says, I lost a lot of faith in certain people because they got duped by the Democrats. And here's where Trump is digging his own grave. He's been doing this all week, but when you begin to attack your most loyal supporters and pundits as people who are Democratic operatives, or they're getting tricked, or they're dumbasses, or they're weaklings, you're going to lose a lot of good faith. Now, will this split up the MAGA coalition forever? No, but I do think he'll have a lot less dogmatic, cultish supporters. I do think a lot of his supporters will now be able to see the flaws or the lies in a way they couldn't before, like how they now see that he posts these unhinged posts.
Just get way late, but she's I think she's doing a great job.
This morning, you mentioned past supporters when you were talking about the Epstein issue. Does that mean that you're effectively disowning any supporters who are now calling?
I lost a lot of faith in certain people, yeah. I've lost, because they got duped by the Democrats. The Democrats are good for nothing. They've done a terrible job. They almost destroyed our country.
By the way, caring about sexual abuse of children, that means you got duped by Democrats. That means you're just a weakling. Here is Donald Trump saying he will only release what Pam Bondi says is credible. But here's the thing. How is Pam Bondi going to unilaterally decide what's credible and what's not? Dude, look at the PM of Bahrain. It's like, I haven't gotten a word in here. I didn't mean to get trapped in a pedophilia, like, questionnaire.
Attorney General Pam Bondi to release more documents to finally put this controversy to bed.
Yeah, whatever's credible, she can release. If a document is credible, if a document's there that is credible, she can release. I think it's good. But it's just really, it's just a subject. He's dead. He's gone. And all it is the Republicans, certain Republicans got duped by the Democrats, and they're following a Democrat playbook. And no different than Russia, 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 and all the other hoaxes. They're started by the Democrats, and some Republicans, in this case, I was surprised, but they got duped.
But how do you talk about it?
You know what I also realized? We can leverage this to make sure that Republicans understand he's lying about these other quote-unquote hoaxes. Think about this. When Donald Trump uses the Epstein hoax, that's what he's calling it. He says the Epstein hoax in the same line as the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, we could say, hey, MAGA, he's clearly lying about Epstein being a hoax. Is there a chance he's lying about these other things also being a hoax? Is there a chance that one of Trump's key tactics to divert blame is to deflect to the Democrats and say, actually, this is a Democratic hoax? Maybe if we can open the eyes of just 1% of MAGA loyalists, that's over. The midterms are over for them. Just 1% changes the midterms. So with that being said, I'm going to leave it there. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe to help boost this message. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.